Simonim Kufehe, Kufevov, Kufezain. Mama Shinon is Yermel, Biz Hashem is Baruch, as Shabbos Bevorachim of Adar. So Baruch Finkelstein was having a Suda's Purim, and he was a little bit tipsy, maybe a lot tipsy, wasn't exactly sure how tipsy he was, and it came to benching, and he benched. And then he was talking to somebody on the phone. They said, I hope you didn't bench, because Tesis has a suffix whether or not somebody who's shikr is allowed to bench, is yotzer with benching. So now has a suffix whether or not he's yotzer or is not yotzer with his benching. So he turns to his wife, and he asked his wife to be mighty. His wife said, listen here, I also drink a little bit. Don't tell anybody. I have the slightest idea if I benched. Slightest idea. I know one thing for sure is that if I bench, I bench by heart. And Alanisim, I don't know. So if I have to say Alanisim and it wasn't Yetze, so then for sure I wasn't Yetze, I could bench again. But I can't remember for the life of me. So they said, okay, how about their kid? They had a 9-year-old child. Asked the kid to be mighty them. Could the kid be mighty the parents with benching or not? So the halacha is as follows. In Kuf Pei we say that with regard to benching, there's a difference between, there's three different types of shikoyrim. There's three people that are benching while intoxicated, under the influence. The first one is that he's yachol adam lefnei melech. He's a little bit inebriated, but he's yachol adam lefnei melech. Not even lechatchila allowed to bench like that. Second one, the most chomer, is somebody that's Shechrusei Shaloit. Mamish has no recollection whatsoever. He's like a Shaita. He's Potter Men HaMitzvahs. And if he benched in such a Masiv, then he has to bench again. He wasn't Yetzin. Where is the Suffolk of Taisus and the Rosh? That's in the case where it's Ein Yochel Adab Lefnei HaMelech. There's a Suffolk Taisus. Whether or not we say, even though B'negeit HaTvilah, he's not Yetzin, B'negeit HaBerachas HaMazon, maybe he should be Yetzin, because by Tzoya we find that there's a Kula, B'negeit HaTzoya, with regard, I'm sorry, by Shosuri, we find that there's a Kula, thank you. By Shosuri, we find that there's a Kula, that even by Tvila, Shosuri, you're not allowed to daven, but Shosuri, by benching, you're allowed to. And that's why there's even a Tzad, that by Tzaya, we're going to be more makel by Berachas HaMazon, that if somebody benched and found Tzaya, Tehdal Ramayt, then maybe he should be, if he didn't realize beforehand, maybe he should be Yotze. Lamayt, the price can say, when he gets a Tzaya, that Tzarech Lach Levarach Berachas HaMazon. When you get to benching, it happens to be that the guy didn't know, but if you look at the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, that somebody that is Shosui, that's Eino Yochel Adam Lefnei HaMelech, but not like Shechrus HaShaloit, he should bench beforehand, but if he didn't, he should bench then. You should bench before you get to such a matzah, but if you didn't, you should bench then. This guy didn't know, he turns to his wife. What's halacha? Wife? A wife is not Mokhim with her eyes and benching, therefore she cannot be Maitzi her husband if her husband had Kedei Tzviya, that he's Chayiv Midaraisa. If the husband did not have Kedei Tzviya, says the Sharatian, she could be Maitzi the husband. However, if the husband had Kedei Tzviya, she can't be Maitzi the husband. Now let's say the husband didn't have Kedei Tzviya, she did have Kedei Tzviya, she wants to be Maitzi, she's Chuyiv the Rabbanan, he's Chuyiv the Rabbanan. Nevertheless, the halacha is, if she has a suffix whether or not she's Mechuyiv, then if she didn't have Kedei Tzviya, so then certainly she doesn't have to bench again. If she had Kedei Tzviya, then it's a shayla whether or not she's Mechoyiv with her eyes or not. There the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Machlekes Achreinim, what she should do Lamaisa, and he says, Asoymech al Shaar Ephraim, that to bench again, Lehifsid. Asoymech al Shaar Ephraim, Lehifsid. He says, here it says, Ein Limchaz Bialde, in the Biralach he says, Lehifsid. That's the Mashmaris, and that's how Kim Dumani heard from Brookwood, they go that way, that Lamaisa, the woman should bench again. The best thing to do is to get somebody else to be mighty you, or to have another kezayin. So they turn to the child to be mighty them. So a child cannot be mighty a parent if the parent had kedei tzviya. Why? Because he's only mechuyav the rabbanan, and the parents are mechuyav the daraisa. However, if the parents only ate a kezayin, so kebeit not kedei tzviya, they're mechuyav the rabbanan. If the child had kedei tzviya, that he's mechuyav on a daraisa tikkun level, he's mechuyav the rabbanan. In other words, he's one mitzvah rabbanan. And they're also one of them running, then he could be mighty. In this case, unfortunately, the parent had Kedei Tzviya, was a Gishmak of Peren Suda. Therefore, the children couldn't. So they didn't know what to do. So the father breaks down into Azan, Azan, Azan. Azan is Soylamai. And he figures that's the, it could be Yitzhak, the Chayram. We know that the Tzor Mishalei Achalnu is Keneged, the Brachites of Birchas Hamazon. And it's before Shalacha that says, somebody that says, Amabim Bemokim Birchas Azan, Baruch Achman Amari, Dahai Pita Yotzah. Some people say you have to be chaytzeh. So there are those that say you shouldn't say hazon atzilum. You shouldn't sing it because then you get it. Truth is that lachar you can't be yaitzeh because you don't say malchus there. And not only that, the Mishabura paskins that you have to be chaysim at the end as well. And if you weren't chaysim, then you're not yaitzeh. So Mela, even if you did say baruch achmana dai pito, then you wouldn't be chaysim. You wouldn't be yaitzeh if you weren't chaysim. And certainly if you didn't say malchus. And certainly the rest of the brachas is not going to help you for as well. Because you don't say bris v'terah, these things are ma'akiv, as it says later on. Bris v'terah are ma'akiv, Hidah is ma'akiv, Eretz Chem Tetevah Rechov is ma'akiv, Malchus Beis David is ma'akiv, Bin Yerushalayim is ma'akiv. And we should all be zeichet to a wonderful Purim, and to bench before we get to a problem of benching when you're shechem.